ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le chona njani mthwaka zomuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesibili imhlaka 23 kumabasa 2019 nguntungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Usuqalile uhamba kuhle kakhulu. Abantu bonke abazebukisa sibela siyathokoza kakhulu ngeresponse esesiyitholile from different sectors of the economy. Umbukiso indawo yethu igcwele, abantu ababukisayo sebekhona la.
Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka usungulwe koBulawayo namuhla. ABMDC bathi bazavumela abakhethwe izabelo ukuthi bakhankase bedinga usekelo ngaphambilini kokhetho oluza kwenziwa emhlanganweni walo weCongress. Iqembu leDynamos selixotshe umsebenzi umqeqeshi walo uLloyd Chigobe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umbukiso weza amabhizimusi lokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka usungulwe lamhlanje koBulawayo, lapho okubukiswa khona imisebenzi ehlukeneyo. Kulethemba njalo lokuba kuza kuba lebhizimusi elihle elizatholisa inzuzo ababukisayo. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ilanga lamabhizimusi lalonyaka elezethu ITF 2019 liqalile lamhlanje. Osomabhizimusi bephakathi kokudinga ukuthengisa abakulungisayo kumbe inhlelo zabo. Umqondisi wenkampani yezethu ITF umnumzana Nicholas Ndebele uthi umbukiso usuqalile njalo uhamba kahle.
Usuqalile uhamba kuhle kakhulu. Abantu bonke abazebukisa sibela siyathokoza kakhulu ngeresponse esesiyitholile from different sectors of the economy. Umbukiso indawo yethu igcwele, abantu ababukisayo sebekhona la, abanye njalo basaqedisa nje ukusetha up into zabo. Kodwa ke sijabulile ngeresponse that we have got. It's a full house.
Umnumzana Zondani Phiri obukisa imisebenzi yokubumba uthi bakhangelele ukuthola abathengi abasuka kwamanye amazwe njenganyakenye.
Sikhangelele ukuthola ama opportunities oku-exporta ama products ethu. Exportela South Africa, Zambia, lase Angola. Kusikhambele kuhle, yikho lapho esithole khona i-opportunity yonaleyi eku-exporta into esi-exporta okwakhathesi.
Unkosazana Muchito Mudimba osuka eBinga ezobukisa imisebenzi yezandla uchasisa abalakho.
Sisuka eBinga size lapha ngengcebethu zethu kanye lesepha zejatrofa. Sibuye lapha ngenxa yezimtrade. Kuhamba kuhle njoba nje kuyi-first day. Asikaboni kangako ukuthi kuhamba kanjani, but singathi so far hayi sithabile sebele.
Unkosikazi Lindwe Nyoni isikhulumeli sekolitshi yemfundo yaphezulu iNational University of Science and Technology uthi bazobukisa imisebenzi yocwaningo ehlukeneyo ejonye ukuthuthukisa impilo kaZulu.
Silapha ezethu ITF njengeNUST siphiwe ithuba elokubana sizotshengisa umhlaba ngeresearch esiyenzayo euniversity ukubana iresearch leyi ingancedisa njani indingeko zethu ezijiyeneyo kumphakathi. Iresearch yethu leyi idale iyenzwe ukubana izokwenza umehluko incedise izinto ukuthuthukisa ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo. Ngakho ke sinxusa wonke umuntu ukuthi abuye ezobona ukubana abafundi beNUST benzani, bangaphathisa njani ezimpilweni zethu. Hayi, umbukiso wethu muhle kakhulu. Siku hall 3 So sithiwoza uzozibonela.
Umbukiso walonyaka ugijima ngendikimba ethi propagating industrial growth through trade and investment. Umbukiso weze ZITF 2019 wabosomabhizimusi uqale lamhlanje usiyaphela ngolwesine kuthi ngolwesihlanu kusiya ngomgqibelo uzavulelwa uZulu. Amankampani edlula amakhulu amahlanu i-532 aweZimbabwe ayabukisa kuthi amazwe alichumi lambili agoqela iBotswana, iEthiopia, iJapan, iKenya, iMalawi, iMozambique, iNigeria, iNamibia, iSouth Africa, iUnited Arab Emirates, iUnited States of America, leZambia ayabukisa lonyaka. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda nguye ozavula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka owezethu ITF 2019 ngolwesihlanu. Kusasa inkampani yezethu ITF izaqhuba umhlangano labo somabhizimusi ozakhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga. Imele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kule basi yenkampani Greyhound ebivela kwele South Africa isiya kobulawayo ethe yaba ngumlotha namuhla ekuseni eBeitbridge inengi lalahlekelwa impahla engena kunkulungwane lenkulungwane zamadola. Ababoneli ingozi isenzakala bathi kube inhlanhla enkulu ukuthi abekho abafileyo kumbe abalimale kakhulu. Amapolisa athi asacwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Nyakenye kube lengozi efanayo eWest Nicholson duzane leGwanda lapho okufe khona abantu abedlula amachumi amane. Ibandla leMDC lithi lizavumela abakhethwe izabelo zalo ukuthi bakhankase maduze nje bedinga usekelo ngaphambilini kokhetho lokudinga abakhokheli abatsha emhlanganweni walo weCongress ngenyanga ezayo eGweru. Izabelo zale libandla ezilishumi lambili seziqedile uhlelo lokukhetha labo ezifuna bancintise kuCongress bedinga izikhundla ezitshiyeneyo. Umkhokheli wale libandla umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukhethwe izabelo zonke lezi ukuthi eqhubeke esesikhundleni sakhe. Okwamanje akekho okhethiweyo ukubana ancintisane laye. Isabelo esesisele ukuthi senze olwaso ukhetho ngeseSouth Africa kuphela. Abazancintisa ezikhundleni zokuba ngabasekeli bakaChamisa abathathu babalisa umnumzana Washman Ncube, umnumzana Morgan Komichi, u-Elias Mutsuri, unkosikazi Lilian Timvyosi lomnumzana Tendai Biti. Bonke abancintisayo bazavunyelwa ukukhankasa emphakathini isigaba seSouth Africa singaqhuba ukhetho lwaso. Sigxume isikhulumeli sikaChamisa uDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda.
Yes, okusele iprovince eyodwa kumaprovince wonke ahlelwe isekelo sombuso esebandla leMDC engaba iprovince yeSouth Africa. Amanye amaprovince wonke aweZimbabwe, ele America, le United Kingdom, le Ireland aseqedile ukwenza inhlelo zawo zokulungiselela ukhetho lokulungiselela iCongress yeMDC okomnyaka emhlanu elandelayo. Bone ngani sokuqhutshwa kahle umsebenzi uPresident Chamisa uyathokoza ngendlela uhlelo osoluhlelwe ngayo kufika kulesi sikhathi, njalo uyakhuthaza ukuthi izisekeli zebandla le-MDC lobukhokheli bebandla le-MDC buqhubekele phambili busebenza ngendlela eqondileyo njalo kulandela umthetho.
Uyatsho dokotela ukubana ubaba uChamisa uyathokoza ngendlela uhlelo lolu oluhamba ngayo, kodwa abanye bonke singathi labo bayathokoza yini kabekho abakhono nayo?
Engakuthi ukuthi uPresident Chamisa ayisikho ukuthi uthokoza ngendlela yokuthi izinto zihamba ngendlela afuna ngayo. Uthokoza ngokuthi besisazi ukuthi bekulezi mali eziphumelele eziningi kakhulu, njalo kulezi nhlelo ezenziwa yilaba abazonda ebandla le-MDC ebezimenyelwa ukuthi zenze kube nzima ukuthi iy'nhlelo lezi esezenziwe kanje ziphumelele. Kutshengisa ukuthi kufika kulesi sikhathi izinhlelo zebandla le-MDC sezihambe ngendlela elokuthula njalo engazanga ibe lokukhonona okukhulu kakhulu kumbe ukungalandelwa komthetho kakhulu. Khonokho-ke okuqakathekiswe nguPresident Chamisa asikakhulumi layo ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi angabe cabangani ngey'mpumelo ezifana lama-nominations ukuthi onominate foyo ngubani, osileyo ngubani. Ubengakabi le ndaba lakho kakhulu lokho uPresident Chamisa yena okhangeleyo ukuthi inhlelo zebandla zihanjiswe ngokusemthethweni.
Udokotela Nkululeko Sibanda isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Nelson Chamisa umkhokheli we-MDC.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-shortwave 4930 6065 15460 laku-13860 kilohertz.
EleZimbabwe linanze iminyaka engamashumi amathathu lathoba mnemunye 39 lithole uzibuse ngeviki edluleyo. Abasakhulayo bekala ngenkinga ezijiyeneyo ababhekane lazo. Bathi abadala abalwela inkululeko yelizwe kaba safuna ukusuka esikhundleni besithi yibo abalwela ilizwe, ngakho lokhe besafuna ukudla izithelo zokuzinikela kwabo. Kodwa abasakhulayo bona bathi yebo abadala bazinikela impilo yabo ukukhulula ilizwe, kodwa sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi bachiye umbuso kungene ontanga. UMike Wobe weStudio 7 uxoxelo sakhulayo webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Monashe Mtutsa ngodaba lwenkululeko yeZimbabwe kanye lelakusasa labasakhulayo.
Engingakutho ukuthi liqiniso kakhulu ukuthi sesile minyaka engamathumi amathathu lasiyangalolunye sizithole uzibuse. Thina abaningi bangkhona especially esithi ngama-youth kathesi sonke sengama-born free. Siufuna ukufisa izifiso zethu lathi ukuthi sibe semsebenzini, izifiso zethu lathi sibe empowered, izifiso zethu sithi ama-aspirations alaba abalethi independence ngayokuthi sibe lokuzibusa economically, sibe lokuzibusa politically. And lathi njengabatsha sesifuna all those means of production ezandleni zethu. Khona lathi siyazwisisa ukuthi hayi i-independence le ichoni. Ngoba independence without empowerment is not independence at all.
Yazi Mnashe, ngesikhathi sikaMgabe udubo lokuswelakala kwemsebenzi lwalukhona, ngesikhathi sikaMongameli Mnangagwa silokho esikhona, ulethemba nalo ukuthi uhulumende kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ulamandla wokulungisa indubo esibhekane labatshe elizwe?
Ukukompeya isikhathi sikaMgabe lesikaMnangagwa kungani kuyalingana? Kungabe kulihlazo. UMgabe wabusa for 37 years, uMnangagwa ukupower just for 1 year. So we cannot compare the two city low sense and one low sense. But if you can get a good teaching, then a badger, then the less one and I government in the Zenza zona. If I can get even a team, independence this year, it was saying embracing devolution towards Vision 2030. So, Tina, let us one and I can't even get a man that is a cover, let's a cover, is a. Expressed through Chapter 14 of the Constitution, it's devolution of power. So when I'm saying yes, this is our first chance, this is our best chance as young people who would like to benefit from the fruits of independence.
Kodwa mna she yena umnankago wayekhona lapho umgabe wayebusa.
Iqiniso lelo ukuthi umnankago wayekhona since 1980, but I think abantu bonke bayakwazi ukuthi politics eZimbabwe zinjani, ukuthi it's all about the power of the individual who is at the office of the president. It's not really necessarily about ukuthi mbani okucabinet, mbani okunjani. Upresident nguye okhola ama-shots. You can't go against upresident akufunayo. Everyone else follows the line kapresident umongameli oyabe khona in that time.
Uthintile udaba lohlelo lukahulumende lona olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa umphakathini kweZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka 2030 ongaphansi kwesihloko esithi Vision 2030. Kulabantu abangalalulwazi oluthile ukuthi kanti kahle kahle nxa umuntu esithi Vision 2030 ukhuluma ngani, cela ukuthi usichazisele ngamafishane ukuthi uhlelo lolu luphathelane ngani, njalo ubona ngani lukhangela luthuthukisa impilo zabatsha na.
Uhlelo lolu ngibona ngani liqhakatheke kakhulu. Okokuqala, mina ngikhuluma ukuthi ngolwane. Nxa sikhuluma ukuthi iVision 2030, sikhuluma ngokuthi by iminyaka ka-2030, which is in the next 11 years, iZimbabwe kumele ibe lilizwe elilomkhonomi ophezulu njalo ongaphakathi laphakathi. Nxa sithi middle income economy, ukuthi wonke umuntu ophakathi kwelizwe uthola imali engaphakathi laphakathi. Khathesi iZimbabwe ekhona, wonke umuntu uthola imali ephansi, abantu bayahawula. Kodwa iVision 2030 ikhuluma ukuthi bafuna uku-create a situation within the economy ukuthi i-economy izayenza ukuthi wonke umuntu ophakathi kweZimbabwe, lilizwe njengeZimbabwe, libe yilizwe elithiwa yi-middle income economy country, yikho sokukhangeleleyo khona ezekhathi. So uhlelo lolo olwenziwa ngokhulumeni, it's not an event but yi-process ezayenzakala khona ukuthi by the time we get to 2030 konke isifiso esizibona sikhangele silapha ziyabe sezifezekile ngendlela uhulumeni akubeka ngakho.
Kodwa ubona ngani lule njongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abatsha na?
Ngendlela engiyibona ngayo ngingathi ye kumbe ngithi hi at the same time, because look ngendlela engilukhangele ngayo, look okokuqala lungani lufinyelela kumabhizinisi kakhulu, which means abantu abatsha i-benefit yabo kakhulu izatholakala ekutholeni imisebenzi, which is a very good thing because ilukhangelele ukuthuthukisa amabhizinisi imisebenzi itholakale. Kodwa on the other hand ngingathi hayi ngenxa yokuthi abatsha bangikhona laba abakumabhizinisi already, ama-small and medium enterprises, bona ngani bazakhitshwa out of competition ngama-big enterprises azabe kuwe. So ngibona ngani uhulumende kumele lungisise ukuthi e-protect abatsha abalamabhizinisi amancane la asakhulayo.
Umnumzana Munashe Mtutsa ngosakhulayo webandla lezano PF obexoxa ecingweni lo Mike Wobe we Studio 7.
Yebo yebo yebo, sakazo muhle. Mina ngu Mike Wobe, umsakazi we Studio 7. Ngithanda ukulinxusa kuhlelo lwethu labatsha, uhlelo The Connection ngo 8 ntambama. Lamhla siqoxa ngodaba lukazibuse lela kusasa labatsha. Ngeviki edluleyo uZulu ubethakazelela iminyaka engu 39 ilizwe lisezandleni zabensundu. Kodwa umbuzo okhona ngokuthi kambe ikusasa labontanga licacile yini nxa sikhangela ingxaki ezikhona elizweni. Kuyini okungenziwa ukulungisisa ubunzima lobo ukuthi abatsha bathole amathuba angcono? Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinte. Lingasixhuma njalo enkundleni yokukhulumisana eFacebook ekhasini lethu eleVOA Ndebele. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection ngo 8 o'clock ntambama. Bye bye.
Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafichane. Kulelinye izulu lesiphepho elibikwa liselwandle lweIndia elikhanya liqonde ezihlengeni zeComoros kwele Mozambique laseTanzania ngemva kwenyanga eyodwa kutshaye esinye njalo isiphepho eMozambique eZimbabwe laseMalawi. Leli zulu liphiwe ibizo lokuthi tropical cyclone Kenneth ngabezomkhathi bakwele France, njalo libikwa seliseduzane leMadagascar. Lingatshaya ezihlengeni zeComoros kusasa. Iqembu lamalwecacha esiMoslem edlulisa amalawulo elizibiza ngokuthi i-ISIS lithi yilo elithiye amabhomba emzimbeni yamalunga alo adubuke abulala abantu abedlula amakhulu amathathu kwele Sri Lanka ngekhefu lephasika. Umphathintambo wezomvikela utshele idale lephalamende ukuthi abeqembu leli babikwa bekwenze lokhu bephindisela ukuhlaselwa kwenkonzo yabesimuslim kwele New Zealand. Kambe umbukiso oqhutshwa minyaka yonke okuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair oqale namhla kobulawayo usiyaphela ngomgqibelo uletha usizo bani kwezomnotho welizwe. Ustanikile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lengcwethi kwezenotho izakhamizi kanye lababukisayo ngalolu daba.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo uthi umbukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair wawunceda ukuthuthukisa ezomnotho ilizwe lisakhile.
Generally yona kumele kube le impact sibilezwayo because and its purpose is to bring together ama potential investors especially from outside the country ukuthi bezehlangana lama le local market. Lokuthi abethu abe local market behlangane maybe lama international investors ona la ukuthi maybe sikhona esingakuthengisa outside the country. But okuhluphayo ukuthi no longer the same lalokhona kwakuyikho khona kuqala. Kudala isukesinxa kufika kwi-trade fair you'd find a lot of international investors besiba khona. But kathesi ngiyabona bala maphepheni they're posting ukuthi trade fair ibe 100% and so on kuthethwe yonke into. But at the same time, there is now ama exports more than what it says. Can sell and can have after all, it is importer. So I don't think it will have that much impact at the moment. In the economy, economy is right. The trade fair to what it was, it would have an impact.
Ugcizelele wathi kumbalwa okuzatholwa ngamabhizimusi lonyaka.
So yithi nje khona lapha local and you will be shocked ukuthi izinto ezikhona lapha ezama exhibitors akhona mostly are talking of informal sector. Akula mini manufacturing sector, akula commercial sector ekhona khona pha. Uzathola mama ba exhibit ama methi, ama tsansi in research zenziwa nge recycled waste and so on. Azila impact enkulu kakhulu ezingaba layo ku economy yelizwe. But khona lokho kuncane kukhona ukuzaphuma. So ndikata bemtare basiphatheleni and so on. But really yona ipurpose yayo is to try and bring emphasis on ama direct foreign investment. Singa ingabuyeli ibe lokhu yena yayikho esasikubona kudala sibili trade fair iyo. Igcwale ama manufacturers, you know, sasifica kulabo Dunlop, sibona bo Hubert Davis, yenaza amakhampani amakhulu yiwaye exhibited trade fair. Kubuye abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe, they used to get a lot of ama customers abo khampani ngesikhathi se trade fair. Yesibukwanzi ku-export izinto.
Amazwi kaMnumzana Fuzwayo agcizelelwe isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association kanye leZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, uMnumzana Ambrose Sibindi.
Sibona ngathi ngezomnotho welizwe kungenzeka ukuthi umnyaka lo engcwele abantu abazenesubana bavakatho le-trade fair, which is a khamisi lapha, kungenza ali number zehle ziye phansi. Kungasho ukuthi abafisi ukuya khona kodwa uhlupho kuyikuthi abantu abanamali. Amakhampani amaningi ahambela bana esiyabukisa ngamakhampani avele arare. Kusitsho khona kuhlala sikhuluma ukuthi sube silalo kobulawayo ukuthi amakhampani akobulawayo amaningi avala. Ayehedquarters eharare lapho lamaefule futhi kobulawayo ayevala ngapha kobulawayo esale seseharare. Khonokho lawo kuyadengisa ukuthi engxenye sokungenza abantu phose abakobulawayo kakhulu babe lokudonda.
Uthi amabhizimusi abukisayo awasoze athole usizo oluningi kulumbukiso.
Abantu bona abamahotela, abantu bamalodge, isikhathi esiningi ungabhoda isikhathi se-trade fair uzama ukudingisisa, uyathola sindawo lezi azilani ndawo ziyabe zigcwele. Uzuthola abanye besehlala kuyahlala emahoteleni sebesezindlini zabantu, umuntu asuke akhulume lo muntu wendle ukuthi hayi ngicela ukuthi nxa ulama-stay bedroom lale endlini yakho ngikubhadale. Ngenxa yokuthi ama-rates angale emahotele balodgini abe ngavumi. Kodwa sibe lowo empahla ezithengwa isikhathi esiningi kukalutshwane ukuthi ubone kuphika kuhle. ekudleni yes kuyahamba emahoteleni kuyahamba phela amapizza obulana la amalutshana khona afike khona ngazi athola ukuthi lezi ndaba abazivukisa lapha ezinye vele yabe zisuka zigadele lezi ezivela out abathase befuna ukuthatha ama-orders abo sebethatha futhi kwanala amakhampani avela ngaphandle yikho kujala ukuhlupha ngoba nxa uvele kuyikuthi imali yakho iphansi le marketing yakho iphansi abantu abathenga impahla zakho baphansi atholukuthi lo soze impahla zakho abantu abaningi abazibuki kakhulu sebeyathenga kakhulu impahla ezivela phandle.
Asizweni umbono kankosazana Nesisa Mpofu, isikhulumeli seBulawayo City Council, yona ebukisa kulomkhosi.
Akhiya amakhampani abo kuphela kuphela. So amakhampani okulawana la akhona azahambe phezulu ukuthi alani. Njalo lawa avaliweyo, kubantu bekhampani ivaliweyo, kuyoncedisa ukuthi iBulawayo leZimbabwe ihlale esengqondweni njalo in the mind of investor. Njalo abantu ababuyayo banamathuba ukuthi
isiphathamandla seZimbabwe International Trade Fair unkosazana Ruth Ncube ubikwa isithi ngesilinganiso sekhulwini amankampani avela eHarare yiwo athethe indawo eningi kulumbukiso e-55% awakoBulawayo 25% avela kwamanye amadolobho 15% njalo awaphandle kwelizwe 5%. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikhonapha eWashington. Ngingusithandekile Mhlanga.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu lenguqu leDynamo selixotshe umqeqeshi walo uLloyd Chigove ngemva kwemidlalo embalwa lelo qembu lingadlali kuhle.
Ukunqotshwa kweqembu leDimbare izolo ngomvulo 1-0 liqembu elincane elisanda kungena esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Lager Premier Soccer League eleHerentals kuhle kwacunula inkokheli yeDynamos yahle yabamba umhlangano wesiphangiphangi namhlanje ekuseni lapho kuvunyelwene khona ukuthi uLloyd axotshwe umsebenzi. Yanquma ukubana uRichard Chihoro kanye loEdward Sadumba bakhokhele ekulolongeni lelo qembu kuze kutholakale umqeqeshi omutsha. Lanxa uChigove engabambekanga ecingweni lwakhe lukamakhalekhukhwini ukuze atsho kubana uxotshiwe ngempela na, umgcinisihlalo weDynamos uIsaiah Mfuruza ugcizelele ngokuxotshwa kwakhe ngemva kokuthola imiklomelo emithathu kuphela emidlalweni eseliyidlalile lelo qembu emidlalweni lamaqembu abalisa emshowane ibe ngutshikelo bhanqa lanqotshwa yiWange Chicken Inn leHerentals izolo. Abazi okwenzakalayo kuleli qembu bathi bona iqembu lasedolobheni leHarare seliqalisile ukukhulumisana lowake waba ngumqeqeshi walo uTondereyi Ndiraya ukuthi aphindele kilo. UNdiraya onguye umqeqeshi okwamanje weqembu lesizwe labafana abasakhulayo abaleminyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili lantathu eleZimbabwe under 23 laye akalaqembu asebenzela kilo elikuPSL okwamanje ngoba ixotshwe umsebenzi liqembu elengeze Platinum Stars ngomnyaka odluleyo. UNdiraya wake waba umqeqeshi weDynamos ngomnyaka 2015. Lapho ke lelo qembu lagqiba umnyaka selikusiba ngasesibili engalaneni yemihlomelo kodwa wagcina esetshontshwe liqembu elengezi Platinum Stars. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC ngingupraxitus Jeremiah.
Inzisa kuphela yengoma kaJayza Marabini. Sigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair usungulwe lamhlanje koBulawayo. AbeMDC bathi bazavumela abakhethwe izabelo ukuthi bakhankase bedinga usekelo ngaphambilini komhlangano weCongress. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo. Lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.